Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Monday morning, 8:50 a.m. That means it's time for our Monday reboot segment. That's when we talk technology with Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems here in Farmington. Lewis is joining us remotely this morning, and he should be able to both see and hear me this week, but we'll find out. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how's your week so far? It's only Monday.
Hey, well, it's Monday. It's a good Monday. I'm 6 feet above ground instead of 6 feet below ground, so I'm always happy about that.
There you go. All right. Excellent. Well, I wanted to pick up maybe where we kind of left off last week, or we didn't have time to talk about this, but that was the problem of electric vehicles in some of the really cold weather that the country experienced earlier this month. And that's one of those things, I think, that is one of those nagging issues with battery-powered anything, right? They don't work very well when the weather gets cold.
Well, since then, it's interesting. Since then, I did a little digging into this, and I found a report that It's actually a report from AAA, okay, saying that in their data for people that have called for breakdowns during the winter shows, at least according to them, and this is not a scientific study or anything, and I'm sure there's people can point out flaws in how this is done. But according to them, they've actually had more calls from gas-powered vehicles breaking down because of the cold than electric power vehicles by percentage.
Hmm.
So they're kind of saying like, hey, you know, maybe there is a problem with electric vehicles, but you know, gas-powered vehicles are still experiencing this more. And this is mostly like people, you know, going out in the cold and trying to start their car up, and the car won't start. So it's still a battery problem.
Right,
but
right.
It's interesting that, you know, they're kind of like saying, well, let's take a minute here and let's realize this. We may be exaggerating just because we're, you know, all into electric vehicles right now. We had some electric vehicles not working because of the cold, but we may be exaggerating that because the same thing still happens to gas cars. In fact, you know, just funny, my daughter actually had that experience this last couple of weeks where she went out to start her brand new Chevy Equinox, and it in the cold it kind of died out, and we had to, you know, replace her battery.
Oops. So, there you go. Gotcha. Well, yeah, and it does happen. And I think too, the other thing is, you know, in cold weather, even for folks with gas powered cars, you know, you do certain things to make sure that you're not stuck, like make sure your gas tank is more than half full, or you know, if you're stuck in the snow, or you know, maybe I know in some of the really cold climates and diesel engines, you know, they have engine warmers, don't they, to kind of keep things warm in the really cold temperatures. And so there's a lot of things that we do with our gasoline powered vehicles to keep them working in the cold
weather.
You can
buy heating pads for your car engine if you're in a cold environment, because the oil will get cold and other things will get cold, and it'll be hard for the car to crank.
To turn over.
So,
that's
yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, interesting. So I guess we'll see what happens. But what else has been going on? What have you noticed in the last week or so? What else?
Well, a couple of things. You know, Taylor Swift, of course, is always in the news, but this time she's in the news along with X. Now, if you remember, X used to be Twitter. It's now, you know, under Elon Musk, he's calling it X because he likes to name everything X something. But so deepfake explicit images of Taylor Swift have kind of gone nuts on the internet. And X has responded by basically banning posts about Taylor Swift for, they say, temporarily, until at least on their platform they can get that kind of stuff under control. And of course, you know, Taylor Swift is probably the most popular entertainer on the planet right now. So her followers, called Swifties, have launched this massive campaign to post all kinds of positive images and stuff about her to kind of drown out the, you know, the explicit deepfakes. And So there's a lot of things going on here. Again, we're seeing people use deepfakes and that kind of technology to do something not so wonderful. And but we're also seeing how this affects social media and how social media affects our life.
Right.
Kind of an interesting study in sociology here.
True. Very true. And I guess, you know, the cynic in me is kind of thinking, why didn't Twitter X already have something in place, you know, to keep those things from happening or to detect those deep fakes and be able to get rid of them, you know, a little bit quicker than what we saw.
Right. Well, that's the million-dollar question here, right? That's what people have been asking about X ever since Elon Musk took over, because, you know, the controversy is one of the first things he did was pretty much eviscerate all the mechanisms that Twitter had in place to be able to look at and control and, you know, moderate these kinds of things. You know, to be fair, his explanation is he's doing this in favor of free speech, right? But here now we see kind of there's where do you draw the line?
Right.
You can't go one extreme or the other, so you got to figure out where you're going to draw that line, where the balance is going to be. Because if you just go extreme free speech, allow everything, then you have to deal with stuff like this. And it looks like, you know, Twitter X is reconsidering some of that and looking at, you know, I see another report here that X is looking at hiring now that they've gotten rid of a lot of them and a lot of them have quit hiring moderators and maybe building up some kind of moderation team. So, you know, stay tuned and we'll see how that works out.
Right. Okay. Interesting. Well, I think more moderation is probably better when it comes to social media, in my opinion. So,
yes, sir.
What else is on your list to talk about this week?
Well, this isn't necessarily computer related, but it is kind of technology. You know, Boeing. We've seen Boeing in the news a lot, right? They're continuing to have controversy with, you know, maintenance of their airplane. So we had an airplane you've probably seen already that taking off from, I believe, Portland, where a section of the fuselage just came out, right? A big hole in the airplane. And thank God nobody was hurt, or, you know, everybody was in their seatbelts. But the passengers said it was terrifying. You know, they had a hole in the airplane, wind rushing. I guess one gentleman had his cell phone sucked out of his hand. So now that the industry or the regulators are looking at what's going on, the Seattle Times is reporting that there's a whistleblower from Boeing that's saying, hey, it's Boeing's fault. We had mechanics that I have records of maintenance records here that show we had mechanics that took that section of the fuselage out for repair and put it back in, didn't put the bolts in the right place. And that's what this is coming down to, is there's a focus on these bolts now, these special bolts that hold this thing in place in a certain way. And there's, you know, concerns about whether these bolts are installed properly on all these particular Boeing planes, and they've all been grounded.
Right.
So, you know, Boeing just cannot seem to get out of this cycle of controversy. That, you know, they keep having problems with some things going wrong and, you know, turning out to be their culture or practices. So, you know, we got to stay tuned here and see how this is going to turn out.
Yeah, it's concerning. And I know, you know, the FAA ordered all those aircraft grounded until they were inspected, right, for this bolt problem that you're describing. And so I think some of that's been completed, and now some of them are going back up in the air. I know there are reports of customers that are rebooking flights to avoid flying on that type of aircraft, just to fly on something else, until there's a little more trust in what, if the ship is airworthy or not. So we'll see what happens, I guess. Interesting. Okay, well, Lewis, I think that's about all the time we have this week, I'm sorry to say.
Well, I'm sorry too, but I'm grateful for everyone being healthy and happy out there, and I hope everybody has a great week.
All right, you too. Thank you, Lewis. We'll talk to you next Monday, all right?
All right.
Sounds
have
good.
Have a great week. Bye.
Thank you. That's Lewis Campbell from Synergy Computer Systems. He is my guest every Monday on our Monday Reboot segment right here on KSJE Farmington. And thank you for joining me this Monday morning, everybody. Have a great rest of your day. I'll be back tomorrow morning, of course. My guest, Dr. Kim Mizell from Bloomfield Schools, talking with me tomorrow beginning at 8 a.m. Tuesday morning. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.